Everyone, Chris.
Hello, Trevor. It's Paul O'Mahony in Cork. Can you hear
Paul,
me?
Paul, how are you keeping?
I can indeed. Oh, that's much better. We've had a bit of difficulty getting a clear line, but we seem to have got one.
Good.
Right. Well, look, tell me, what is the CEO of InHand Guides doing at the moment?
He's on the 17th floor of 345 Park Avenue in Enterprise Ireland's offices, doing a little bit of work and looking out at a beautiful view of Park Avenue, Manhattan.
We've got a great day in Cork here. You wouldn't believe the weather. What's the weather in New York like?
It's now sunny and beautiful. So a very nice thing to do after work on a Friday in New York is called the Skyline Bars. If you go and you have a drink on a lot of the hotels, the Roosevelt, the Vanderbilt, they have lovely bars on the top floors. And it's a lovely thing to do on a sunny day in New York. If you have a drink up at the top floor of the hotel, you can go to a series of hotels and have a drink or a beer or a cocktail sitting out looking over Manhattan.
And it's now about 2:30 or something in
New York. 2:30, so it is fewer hours of work to do.
You mean you're not packing in early on a Friday afternoon?
No. I will pack in at 5:00 and then we have a... We're going to have a beer and have a chat with a few people. Work and play.
Hey, tell me, what have you been working on? Tell me some news.
This morning I was with the World Tribute Center down at 9/11, where we will, over the coming months, be producing an audio. This is for the 9/11 families who have been running a tribute center, and it's right beside 9/11 site, where you now have the Memorial Garden, which people would have seen opened a few months ago by President Obama.
You're going to do an audio for the families, is that right?
Yeah, it's an audio. It's called the WTC Tribute, and it's run by the families of those who sadly were affected by 9/11. So we'll be preparing an audio for them probably in mid-July for August. It's as you can understand, it's quite a sensitive subject, and the audio they're providing us with is personal stories with 9/11.
All right, so nobody's writing a script. They're basically going to put real people talking about real experiences.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
so a very and an interesting sideline since you're in Cork. In 2 weeks' time, on June the 8th, opening in the Cork Vision Centre, is an exhibition of photographs taken in the aftermath of 9/11. I'll be there at the opening. Simon Coveney is opening it. But if anybody has an interest, pop in. It'll be running in the Vision Centre for, I think, a month, and it will be quite a moving exhibition. It's photographs taken during the aftermath of 9/11.
Oh, God, I'd like to be there. I'd like to meet you at that.
I'll talk to you offline. I'll arrange an invitation.
Yeah. Look, tell me more.
Lots of good news. You want good news?
Well, no, just before you go away from 9/11, just by a matter of interest, I'm intrigued to know, how did you ever get the contract?
I went down and spoke to them. That's the unusual thing you have to do. you go knock on the door and you say hello. And actually, what was very interesting was they have a classical system in, you know, to give out and take back. And what they basically are doing is getting themselves out of that contract, because they said the idea of a little low cost souvenir guide and a personal memento that people can take away is much more appropriate. So I knocked on their door, and as it happened, the marketing girl said to me, oh, are you the guys to do the product for the Joyce Museum in Dublin? She had worked in as an intern in the Joyce Museum in Dublin, seen our product, and she said, no, this is great. Let me take it to the committee and the families, because it would be a very hard thing to get involved in. So I was lucky. This girl knew what we had and said, this is great. A girl called Laura McCarty, and she got me in the door. I knocked on her door, and she got me in the door with the families.
God, I'm glad I asked you that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So isn't it funny how things come round, you know? One little thing leads to another.
You're telling me it really is. No, let's go on. You said you have more news. Come on, tell me some more news.
Good news. We've just completed an audio for Christchurch Cathedral. And that will be going into production and on sale in July for them.
Christchurch Cathedral in Dublin, not New Zealand.
In Dublin. No, in Dublin, yeah. So this is a tour of the cathedral. And obviously, we've done work before and researched Christchurch. Christchurch has 1,000 years of Ireland's medieval and history in it, obviously dating back to Strongbow. So it's a fascinating story to be told in Christchurch. So that should be, Conor Callan did the audio this week. It'll be it'll be like a drama documentary because he's recorded their guides giving a tour, and then he'll add in more detail. We'll add in music that they have rights to, including taking, you know, things like Handel's Messiah. Because that was recorded around the corner in Christchurch, and that product will go on sale there in July.
Didn't Handel play organ in Christchurch Cathedral?
I'm not sure. I know he performed it in St. Michael's, which is across the way.
Yes, but right. Well,
the hall where the first public performance of the Messiah was held is just beside Christchurch and City Hall, but sadly all that's left now of it is a doorway.
Right. Well, I mean, let's move on. Let's try and pack as much news into this.
So the other news is we were in the middle of completing a product for Cork City Council for Elizabeth Fort, which has wonderful views of Cork, and that will soon be open to the public, and you can walk the ramparts and learn about medieval Cork, about the Vikings, and it'll take you all the way up to the history of the Troubles as you walk around and look at fantastic views of Cork. And this has been off limits for the past 7 years.
Say the name of it again, Trevor. What's the name of it?
Elizabeth Fort, up on Barrack Street.
Right. And it's being opened up to the public for the first time in 7 years, is that right?
Yeah, the Office of Public Works put in ramparts 7 years ago, and it's been closed ever since.
And tell me,
ours is not to wonder why.
But basically, you got a contract out of Cork City Council to produce a piece of audio to go along with the opening, is that right?
Yeah, and again, it'll be... So it'll be running all summer, and thereafter people will be able to buy products, and we'll bring the history of Elizabeth Fort and Cork to life. And it's very interesting because obviously it'll be a very, everybody's interested in history again. It's bringing heritage and history to life.
Have Cork City Council decided to do just a one-off project, and is that the end of it?
No, the Team Cork and Damien O'Mahony have a very exciting program to produce a whole series of guides around Cork in the next 2 years. And we'll be hopefully winning the contract for all of them. Obviously,